USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Federal prosecutors plan to seek a grand jury indictment of President Biden's son, Hunter, before the end of the month. That's according to court documents. The filing came in a gun possession case in which Hunter Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Hunter Biden's lawyers continue to argue that prosecutors are barred from filing additional charges under an agreement the two previous sides reached. It contains an immunity clause against federal prosecutions for other potential crimes. Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the United States and Mexico this summer as part of a self-defense attempt to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. Texas officials say the barrier is 100% effective. U.S. District Judge David Ezra says Texas, for now, must move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. The lawsuit was brought on by President Biden's Justice Department. Hurricane Lee in the Atlantic Ocean is forecast to rapidly intensify into a powerful Category 4 by this weekend as it passes north of the Leeward Islands. But its future beyond that is uncertain regarding potential impacts that will take place later next week in Bermuda, Atlantic Canada, and possibly parts of the northeastern seaboard. The Senate Minority Leader says he has no plans on stepping down.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismissing retirement rumors, committing to complete his term despite recent health concerns.
I'm going to finish my term as leader, and I'm going to finish my Senate term.
He froze recently during two press conferences, but did receive clearance from the Capitol physician, who attributed them to occasional post-concussion lightheadedness stemming from a March injury. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Beer Lovers Day. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As presidential candidate Donald Trump is claiming election interference from Democrat DAs, a new lawsuit from a liberal group is trying to remove Donald Trump from the election ballot in Colorado next year.
The lawsuit was filed Wednesday by the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. It was filed on behalf of six Republican voters who believe the former president should be disqualified from office for alleged violations of the 14th Amendment in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. It's just one of a number of similar lawsuits already filed in other states, but it's the first to be filed by a group with substantial legal resources. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Two of presidential candidate Donald Trump's co-defendants in Georgia will be getting a speedy trial together.
Judge Scott McCaffrey of Fulton County, Georgia, decided Wednesday that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough will face trial together on October 23rd. Scott Grubman is representing Chesbrough in the case.
We respect the court's decision. Clearly, we're going to be tried alongside Ms. Powell, but we will file additional motions to make sure that the trial that we have with Ms. Powell is fair and that Mr. Chesbrough is judged on the evidence that's attributable to him.
The judge cited the legal standard not being met for separating Chesbrough and Powell, emphasizing the potential inconvenience of two lengthy trials on the court calendar and on jurors. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.